Dairy farmers getting new price support. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.
First of all, we are certainly well aware of the stress. We've heard some heartbreaking stories from farm families in states across the country, in dairy and in pork and a number of other commodities.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack speaking last week in Nashville about the challenges farmers are facing today, especially dairy farmers. And last week, the Obama administration announced plans for taking immediate action to support struggling dairy farmers by increasing the amount paid for dairy products through the Dairy Product Price Support Program.
And we're right now working with the Office of Management and Budget to figure out how we can raise, for at least temporarily, the price support levels to put a little more money in the pockets of dairy farmers. And we've asked our farm service folks to work with those who have direct operating loans with us to refinance those loans, restructure them in a way that allows them to stay on the farm.
USDA estimates show that these increases, which will be in place from August through October of this year, will increase dairy farmers' revenue by $243 million. And this will result in the government purchase of an additional 150 million pounds of non-fat dry milk and an additional 75 million pounds of cheese. Secretary Vilsack says the department is doing what they can to try and keep dairy farmers in business.
We've purchased additional surplus commodities. We've exercised the milk program. The MLC payments have gone out. Between those two steps, about $1 billion of support for the farm families, dairy farmers. We've also exercised the dairy export incentive program to try to encourage exports of our dairy products. That, too, is an item that we've done, which hasn't been done for a number of years.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack speaking last week in Nashville. Here in Tennessee, only 526 dairies remain in operation. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.